Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We want to encourage you today to just continue to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your heart. And we thank God for you listening in to our podcast and that we do on a daily basis. And we hope and pray that this word is bringing encouragement to you, taking you to a place that maybe meeting that need that you're dealing with. Maybe some of you are dealing with sicknesses in your body. You're dealing with financial struggles. You're dealing with children problem. Children, whatever you may be dealing with today, we want to bring that winning at life attitude into your life today. So we want to talk about winning at life today. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father." Now I want to go to 2 Peter chapter 1, and I want to read you another verse, and I want you to really give thought to these verses. It says, "Grace and peace from the Father." Grace and peace. Now we see here in 2 Peter chapter 1, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." Now, grace and peace is going to be multiplied as you get knowledge of God and you get a greater level of knowledge of Jesus. And he has given us divine power, all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we see that grace and peace is going to be multiplied to us as we get a greater knowledge of the Father, as we get a greater knowledge of Jesus. And he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him. So he's given you some things that you may not know is yours until you sit down and spend time with him and get to know his heart. Get to know the intimate place with him. And as you begin to get to know the intimate place with him, you begin to know the secrets, the intimate things, the small things. See, I think a lot of times we just call on God when we can't do it. And I think God wants to be involved in every aspect, every part of our life, every situation in our life. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 23, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." Now, it's your job to guard them and keep them in the midst of your heart. So what's going to go into your heart? Whatever you listen to, whatever you hear, whatever you watch, whatever you look at, whatever you touch, all those things go into your heart. "For they are life to those who find them." Now, he said they're life to those that find them, but everybody's not going to find them. So, "and health to all their flesh." Keep your heart. In other words, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the forces or the issues of life. So he's saying, I want you to give first place. I want you to give attention to my words. I want you to incline thy ears to my sayings. I don't want you to let them depart from your eyes. I want you to keep them before you. I want you to murmur over them. He said in Joshua, he said, "I want you to meditate upon this day and night, and don't let it depart from your mouth. Don't let it come out of your heart. Keep it in your heart. Guard your heart." That's what I was saying a while ago. We got to guard our heart against the things that's coming into our hearts, because what's in our hearts is going to flood out of our mouth. And if we'll feed ourselves with the Word of God, if we'll seat ourselves with revelation knowledge, he said, "Give first place to my words. Incline your ears to the things that I've said. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them, guard them in the midst of your heart. For out of them is going to flow life. Out of them is going to flow healing for all your flesh." So keep your heart with all diligence. Be diligent with guarding your heart. You know, we got security systems and cameras and stuff on our houses. We got alarms on our cars, but we don't have an alarm on our heart. You know, the most important thing in the world, we pay a monthly fee to get an alarm on a car, a monthly fee to get an alarm on our house. We protect all the worldly stuff, but we don't protect the most important thing in our life, which is our heart. If we don't guard our heart, our heart is going to take on things that it don't need to take on. You're going to see things and you say, "Well, Pastor, that thing, watching that thing don't bother me." Yes, it does, because it perceives, it gets in your heart, and you got to guard your heart with all diligence, because what's coming, what's in your heart heart, it's going to flow out of your mouth. The Bible says in Luke 6:45, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We got to be careful with what proceeds or comes out of our mouth. Because the Bible says in Psalms 107:20, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. What a marvelous thing it is today to know that Jesus came to free us. He came to set us free. He came to deliver us from all the powers of darkness. And we got to understand today that grace and peace, grace which is unmerited favor, peace which is shalom. Now Jews understand the word shalom. The word shalom means wealth, health, and peace. If you don't have all three of those, then you're not operating in the full capacity of shalom. And so He said, I'm going to give you grace and peace. It's going to be multiplied to you as you have knowledge of God and the Son Jesus Christ. Now, when you spend some time around a person, you get to know that person, you know how much you can trust that person. But the more you spend time with them, you may find out you can't trust them. The more you spend time with them, you may find out you can trust them. Well, the more time you spend with the Lord, you're going to find out you can trust Him. You're going to find out that He doesn't have any deceitful ways. He doesn't have any dark ways. He doesn't have any opposing ways to the truth. He's always walking in the truth, the light, and He's the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way to the Father except through Him. So we got to understand that He's trying to speak to our hearts and give us some revelation about the fullness of who we are. So if we're going to win in life, we've got to put Him first. If you're going to win in life and be a winner, you've got to walk in the grace and the peace and let it be multiplied to you. The key to all that is spending time alone with the Lord, allowing Him to reveal Himself to you so that you can walk in the fullness of who you are. Who you are is going to be determined by what you put in your life. I'm talking about the Word of God. That's the beauty of grace.